Alright, everybody, here we go. Welcome to the Mets News Podcast, where we talk all things Mets and anything I feel like talking about. Yes, believe it or not, it is a live edition of the Mets News Podcast. For the first time in a long time, I'm going to be speaking to my audience about current Mets news. Of course, during the winter, when I was not doing interview segments or talking to guests like Joe Beningo or Justin Penick or my draft expert, you know, you name it, you guys go to the archives. And I know some of you do actually, believe it or not. Thank you for that, by the way. But I felt during the lockout I couldn't do live, quote-unquote, you know, conversations. I couldn't do it. It's just something like there was no MLB news. When I did talk live, the Giants were a disgrace. Probably, even though I like where the Giants are going, I'm not going to lie. I do like where this New York Giant team is going. It's the first time in a long time I have confidence in the Giants. But I said the same thing after the first year of Joe Judge. But I really, if you go back into the archives, as much as I said we need to give Dave Gettleman a fair look at, a fair evaluation, I did not like Dave Gettleman. I just said, let's give him a fair evaluation. But I digress. Enough is said about that terrible man there, Dave Gettleman. By the way, I do wish him, by the way, all the best in retirement. All joking aside. Was not a good general manager, but that's pretty much all I have against him. I'm not like all these some other Giant fans, before we get into the Mets news, that legitimately hate Dave Gettleman with a passion. I'm not like that. You know, he's not on the Chase Utley level for me of dislike of players. You know, he's not on that type of level yet. But I digress. Let's move on. So, what's going on in Metsville? Since the last time we spoke, they traded for Chris Paddock. Chris Paddock is what we'll get into later. Anyway, they traded for him from the Oakland A's. And Chris Bassitt. Just so everyone knows what I'm talking about. They traded for him from the Oakland A's. And at the time, I thought it was a good deal. You're not going to tell me that wasn't a good deal. And I know there are some people that say, why would you trade for someone that only has 1 year of control left, that's in his 30s? The thing I like about Bassitt is he got hit with the foul ball, a line drive, and came back to pitch the rest of the season. This guy is tough, and if you look at his numbers, he's improving every year, and that's something that you like to see. And his spin movement on his off-speed stuff is also high, and that was after spider tag. So Spider's tack stuff started being enforced. His spin rate stayed the same. His slider spin rate stayed the same. His curveball spin rate stayed the same. His changeup spin rate stayed the same. And that's the stuff you look for when it comes to a good pitcher. Yes, he's up in age. No one's denying that. But the Mets did not have to give a lot up to get him because the Oakland A's, let's be honest, they're one of the cheapest franchises you're ever going to see. I mean, if you think the Wilpons were bad, you got to take a look. I feel terrible if you're an Oakland A's fan. And I know Coach Weber does listen to these podcasts. I feel terrible if you're a Reds fan because, God, these owners don't spend. And they have the Steve Cohen luxury tax, which I'll get into if you want me to, which is fine because I know Steve Cohen. And we're going to get into this later with the Don Smith trade talks. He has no problem blowing past the luxury tax. This new luxury tax called the Cohen tax. He has no problem doing it for the right cost. And that's how an owner should be. But again, most owners aren't worth $14.5 billion. So, again, I'll get into it later. But anyway, I like the Bassitt move. I would like to extend Bassitt. But ultimately, do I think the Mets are they going to extend him? Probably not. Not now. I think you got to see if he can pitch in New York. I think Steve Cohen learned is you have to see if these guys can pitch in the Big Apple. And I don't know personally if Chris Bassitt can do it, but I think he's open to staying. And I think the Mets will pay him. Money to me is not a concern anymore. And after the commercial break, where you hear from the sponsor anchor, you'll get my thoughts on DeGrom. You'll get my thoughts on the trade that did not go down. And you'll hear my opinion on Scherzer's injury. You'll hear my basically everything in Metsville. If there's a big trade that's going to break, because the Mets are in conversations with multiple teams right now to get some pitching depth, much needed pitching depth, might I add. You'll get to hear me there too. But ultimately, money to me is not a concern. So you let Bassett play out this year, and if he has a good year, you extend him. If not, go. See you later. You'll get into all my thoughts. This is the Mets News Podcast, but before we continue on, you're going to hear from this our sponsor, Anchor, and then you'll get my thoughts on the DeGrom shutdown for 4 weeks, which is really more. We'll see after the right before or right after the All-Star break, in my opinion. Hopefully, I'm wrong. You'll get my thoughts on the trade, what not to be, and you'll get my thoughts on what the Mets should do with Dom Schmitz, because people forget his control is ending very soon. But first, let's hear from Anchor. And now, take it away, Anchor. All right, everybody, welcome back. You just heard from this week's sponsor, Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. While I was away, the New York Mets made a trade. Then we'll get into the DeGrom shutdown and the Dom Smith Padre fiasco. The Mets traded Miguel Castro to the New York Yankees for a reliever. Hold on 1 second. I want to make sure I pronounce it right. Joel Rodriguez. Hopefully, I pronounced his last name right. So, the New York Mets have traded Miguel Castro for lefty reliever Joel Rodriguez, and he has a big upsiding. Really, this is, I'm not a big Castro fan. If anyone listens to my show consistently, you'd realize that I don't like I don't like Miguel Castro. I think he's a wild pitcher that has no control, and I think the Mets have enough of that already in Edwin Diaz and formerly in Jerry Familia. So this was 100% the right call. Trade him away. He's running out of control, and see what happens. And that's really all I have to say on the trade. I'm reading it, and has a big upside, the guy Joel Rodriguez. Hopefully, again, if I'm mispronouncing that last name, I apologize. I don't think I am. But anyway, on to the DeGrom shutdown, and then we're going to get into Mr. Dom Smith, and then I'm out of here. Are we shocked? Honestly, are we shocked here? Because if I'm a Mets fan right now, the reason why I'm not shocked is because you honestly have to look at everything. All the pitchers in the past that have thrown 99 to 100 miles an hour consistently get injured. Syndergaard, Castillo from the Reds, Wheeler when he was with the Mets. I mean, Randy Johnson. I mean, I could go on the list. We could be here for hours of me listing out the pitchers that get hurt because they throw consistently 100. Now, is it cool when he does it? Of course. There's no doubt in my mind when he does that, it's like the coolest thing in the whole world. But is it realistic for a pitcher to do that and not get hurt? No. I hate to break it to the Met fan base. A pitcher doing that consistently, it hurts their arm, it hurts their shoulder, and it eventually leads to the dreaded Tommy John surgery. He, of course, has inflammation of the shoulder and his scapula, which apparently is in the shoulder. I did not know that. And listen, I'm not shocked by this. I'm not even really surprised. It is what it is. You do what you have to do, as I'm currently watching the Met game. They're winning, by the way. Bassett threw all right, 90 pitches. It looks good. Looks like a third starter. Anyway, you cannot tell me that if you're surprised. And Jake used to throw my ad to you, 99, 95 to 94, and he used to be consistent. He was an All-Star and Rookie of the Year. The only way Jake's going to stay healthy and stay in the major leagues for a long period of time. And I hope he proves me wrong by this, because when Jake throws a 100, not 99 mile an hour slider, it's like phenomenal. Over time, you're gonna have to prove to me that Jake can do this, and I honestly don't think Jake can do this. I don't. Now he can go out there and instantly prove me wrong, of course, but is he going to? I hope he does, but probably not. He's probably not going to prove me wrong. If he's probably once these injuries start, they don't end. Usually don't end. And it's very sad. But we'll see what happens. On to yesterday's fiasco. By the way, if people are wondering why I don't say more about Jake, it's because there's nothing really else to say. Like, what do you want me to say? That he's not going to get hurt? This is a track record now of injuries. And as much as it hurts me to do this or say this, what do you want me to say? On to the yesterday. Here we go. I was in Abington yesterday, playing Penn State Abington. We split the doubleheader. And I heard the news. Well, the Mets are going to trade for Eric Hosmer and Chris Paddock. And my first thought was, that's strange. That is like, why? Like, why are the Mets going to do that? It makes no sense for the Mets to make a trade like that. And then the trade gets taken away at the last second, and the whole Met fan base is screaming, "You can't trade Dom! You can't trade him!" But yesterday, pretty much yesterday, before the news came out of the trade, they wanted him gone. Like, there's no facts. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They wanted him gone. Like, everyone's saying, "Well, you gotta trade Dom if the right deal comes across." Now, is this the right deal? No. But people have to remember, Dom Smith's control is ending. And I'm a huge Dom Smith fan. Go back into the archives. I love Dom Smith. I love the lefty swing. I think that last year he was dealing with an injury. We found out it was a shoulder injury. And little did we know, or little did it all really came together. Because of that shoulder injury, Dom Smith couldn't play. He had to change his whole swing. And that's why he sat out the whole month of September. Now, it's just funny to me though that all of a sudden now, because we're gonna get Eric Hosmer in a pitcher that the only reason why I know even Chris Paddock's name, it's not because of his dominance, it's because of the Rookie of the Month situation. Remember, he was like, "I should have been Rookie of the Month," even though Pete Alonso's rookie season was unmatched. I mean, if you let's be honest here, it was unmatched. It's kind of like, oh, well, I want to be Rookie of the Month. I think he like maybe hit Pete or something. I don't know, but that's the only reason why I know his name. His numbers aren't very good, and then why would I want a declining Eric Hosmer? But it seemed like the Mets were going to flip Eric Hosmer in a three-team deal, and they were going to get a lot of cash construction back. Now, the one thing about Steve Cohen is he's willing to go over that Steve Cohen tax. And while I don't think this was the right move for him, in a sense, he's showing you a willingness to go over it. Now he has to do it. The Mets need pitching depth. There's a chance that Max Scherzer might not pitch. And let's be honest, if we lose him, then the Mets are in really deep, deep trouble. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're in really deep trouble. And the Mets rotation is weak at that point. But if you're going to go over the luxury tax, do it the right way. Don't do it the get the Eric Hosmer out and for Chris Paddock, who has many years of control left. I think that's where the deal was going to get done. I really do. But other than that, should the Mets trade Dom? Yeah, they should. I mean, if the right deal comes across, I'm 100% think the Mets should trade Dom Smith, but I'm not gonna sit here and say that they should trade him for no reason or no prospects. But you guys know the drill on me. I'm a Dom Smith believer. I've always bought high on Dom. All right, folks, that's all I got. It's been great to talk to you again. I'll see you next week. This week, actually. It's opening day. So the weekly podcast is starting back up again. Once a week, it'll either be the Mets recap or an interview. So next, of course, I'll do a podcast after opening day like I did last year. And then every Monday, I don't know the time. I'm not going to give it a distinct time. But every Monday will be the Mets week in review or an interview. Because I am still coaching baseball, so I might not be able to do a Mets weekly interview. So it will either be an interview or a weekly Mets review. So buckle up for a fun season. I can't wait to actually do Mets week's reviews again. I miss them. It's always a good 25 to 30 minutes down memory lane. Or not so good. And that's it. Stay safe. We have some big guests, of course, coming up during the season. And as always, follow the social media, _Mets_news, and Twitter, MetsNews6. Until we speak again, stay safe. Pray for Max Scherzer to pitch. And LFGM. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you after opening day. Let's go, Mets. And pray for Max Scherzer, please. Please. Pretty please.